You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
At the club tickle, tickle, tickle.
When a guy dominates you like that, there's nothing you can do but throw your hands up and go, dude, that's impressive.
Figuratively and literally.
He may not want to do it, but...
What?
Weep, weep, weep. You whore.
That's 50% stupid.
Do you want to lick my fingers?
Hey, shut up.
Depends hey. What's on your fingers?
Ranch. What would be on there that you would lick my fingers?
Maybe some Dorito dust if I was hungry enough. Oh,
like if my fingers were covered in Cool Ranch Dorito dust?
Yeah, then, you know. Peanut butter? Well, again, if you had clean
peanut
hands. Peanut butter?
That could be something that's on your fingers.
That got weird.
What? You had to take it there, didn't you, Mike?
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
You just talking about licking Rob's fingers and you had to go to peanut butter. God. Oh, by the way, I have big news.
Yeah. I love big news.
As a... you know, I said that I was probably going to get canceled for my hot college women takes, but this lady says, as an ovarian representative, she has given me permission to criticize away. She says it was horrible to watch, the worst back-to-back possession. So
well,
I am no longer canceled.
No, stop.
I've been given an ovary pass to say that that was horse crap basketball
stop
at the
that.
End.
Who makes her the czar of... women commentary.
She has given me permission.
Give me a break on that. You're already canceled.
I've been given permission now.
This is like I have a black friend.
Yes! I have a black friend. I now have a female listener who agrees with me and has given me permission to be critical that does that possession at the end.
You sound awfully defensive, Suk. You don't like being canceled, do you?
You really do.
Was ridiculous. Now I will be buying my WNBA sweatshirt and wearing it, so go women. Hooray! I don't know if they make those in double XL. I'll see.
Not if they're Adidas.
Yeah, really, Adidas. Enough with this stupid European cut. Everyone in this country's fat, right? Start putting some extra X's behind those clothing.
Are you down for a new paid U.S. holiday?
I think we know the answer to that.
Because there could be one coming.
Really?
Yep.
Thanks a lot, Biden. Did he get confused and just think Christmas was in the middle of the year? Or? What's happening?
It's not old Joseph R.
Oh, thought maybe he had stumbled down some steps or something and was just going to give me another holiday. What do we got?
Well, I'll tell you, but you're going to have to wait.
Damn it. Why do I have to wait?
Because it's called a tease.
Mm. And by the way, I did look into Jordan Spieth, 100% hair plugs.
Hair plugs?
100%.
Are they better
from
than
the...
LeBron's hair plugs?
You what?
Are they better than LeBron's hair
oh,
plugs?
Oh, yeah, way better than LeBron's plugs. Oh. But definitely, the plugs have...
Now, did you look at him this past weekend when he won? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, if you look... And there's a bunch of photos out there. I mean, if you look at like, 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, the battle had been lost with the hairline, and it's made a tremendous comeback now. So unless he has figured something out that that no one else has, that there was some corkscrew shaped lick him and stick him there in the front of his head, he has made a he's made a nice comeback.
All right, well, more power to him.
Well, absolutely.
Why is that?
It's not. I'm just, you know, Mike had commented on his hair, and I was like, no, I think he got it. I think he got it fixed.
I can't really tell.
Really?
No, because I don't know what.
Well, do you not remember the one, it was like 2 or 3 years ago, he took his hat off and everyone went,
it was at the Masters.
Yeah. Was it the Masters?
And he was walking up 18 and he was playing with it because you could tell he was self-conscious about it.
Oh, yeah.
And
it was a bad look.
I just don't know. I want to see a new, like, oh, there's a new one.
There's a hairline, man. There's a hairline. There's a great one here when he was playing in the Ryder Cup versus when he won the Masters. And unless you got a toupee on there, man, that's not a haircut. It looks completely different.
You know who's losing his hair too is Justin Thomas.
Well, again, maybe he can talk to his. Oh yeah, he does. Look at that forehead. Well, he needs to talk to his bro and you know, get some of those. Look, you're young and rich. You know, if you can afford them, you just got to be careful because you don't want to get into the whole weird LeBron thing. So just commit to him. But Brady did it. Tom Brady did it. McConaughey did it. There's plenty of guys that have them that it looks pretty good. You just can't do like the Urlacher sort of thing. You got to get it before it reaches like a certain point. You have to have some hairline in order to fix. You can't go like me where you just, you know, you don't have a hairline. There's just like one sandy weird patch in my forehead. You can't fix that at this point. But Spieth is still, you know, still young enough and has enough there that he can make something out of it.
Okay, so when we come back, let's get back on the clock here. The happiest and unhappiest nations in the world, where do you think U.S. ranks?
Well, I don't know. I can see us...
How many total countries are there? 351 or something?
This is saying that... Now, this was a Gallup poll, so they only polled people in 149 countries.
Okay.
I feel like we should be way higher on the list because we've got it pretty good, but I'm guessing that we're going to be way lower.
No, I think we're probably going to be something like 10 or 15.
10 or 15?
Something like that.
Not in the top 10 of happiness.
Right at the edge of the top
10. I don't think we'll be in the... Dude, our national pastime is bitching about something. It's what we do.
But compared to a lot of other countries, we...
We don't even know what it means to be poor. Like, our poor people have cell phones and roofs over their head and
Speak
at least...
for yourself.
Trust me, we don't know what it means to be poor. Go travel around the world and you'll find out what being poor is all about.
You know, that's a good point, Mike. He's got you on that one.
Yeah, we dial 911 and the ambulance still shows up. You go to some other places and you see what poverty looks like. And look, and I'm not saying that, you know, we don't have struggles here in this country and you shouldn't feel empathy for the poor, but our poor is like... If you showed our poor to the rest of the world's poor, I think they would look at us and be like, what the F? What? What are you complaining about? You have a tent? Huh?
Well, and Mike wears Oregon Coast t-shirts.
Yes.
How poor could he be?
Exactly. You're going to the Oregon Coast. You still can afford dad t-shirts.
That's right. You like, have the expendable...
Like 7-year-old Oregon Coast t-shirt.
Well, but you have the expendable income to vacation there and buy a t-shirt there.
That.
And by the way, COVID-19 has done little to alter these rankings. I will tell you that.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Everything's about the same. And there is one country that has claimed the top spot 4 years in a row. It is.
Is there an angry list? Like, is
well,
there,
there's the bottom of the list.
I just was wondering.
Well, that's sad, though.
I don't know. That's sad. I wonder if there's a piss off list because I think we'd be real. I think we'd be real high on that.
Who do you think is the unhappiest? I have that too.
I'm guessing someone in Afghanistan or one of the stands. Maybe North Korea, though.
They're happy. They don't know. They don't know any different. Like, this is great.
I don't think they're allowed to vote. Did you see that Russia took a national survey? And guess who's the sexiest man in Russia by a landslide?
Carrot Top.
Wow. That's interesting. Old Vlad.
Carrot Top.
Vlad, for like the sixth year in a row, was voted in a landslide sexiest man in Russia. Something tells me that the ballot box may have been stuffed on that one.
How's Carrot Top looking these days?
Oh, I think about the same.
Oh, my God.
He's got great abs.
Frightful, I imagine.
Terribly frightful.
That's what happens when money, plastic surgery, and large amounts of steroid collide with a ginger. And you get...
Dude.
You get Carrot Top.
Google image him, please.
Like, they just do like Carrot Top, like
2001.
Google Carrot Top.
Oh, my.
It's not good.
God. That is the most bizarre thing ever. All right, we'll get back on track. We'll talk about this story coming up next. It is 616 on The Fan.
1080, The Fan.
Double sun power!
You know, before we get to the list of happiest and unhappiest countries, I was reading up on Carrot Top a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And... You know, that dude, I'm now fascinated by him. One, just his look is just puzzling and baffling and bizarre. And
it appears though he's off of maybe the most serious steroids, because he's still all freaky, but he's not huge like he was.
Yeah, he got real ripped.
Oh, and like just giant, like all the roids you could do. And now he looks like he's just more kind of like on human roids and not cattle roids.
He's still doing his show at the Luxor.
Yeah.
He has been at the Luxor. He's been a Vegas act since 2005.
I cannot for the life of me. First off, let me just say, under no circumstances should you stay at the Luxor, because they have Chris
totally
Angel
agree.
And Carrot Top as their... God.
Is Chris Angel still there?
I think...
Luxor is the worst hotel.
It's just awful.
Yeah, on the Strip.
It's so bad.
Well, maybe not the worst, but it's don't go there.
And maybe that's one of the reasons why. But it baffles me that he has managed to keep... Someone has to be going to see him. I don't know.
Dude, people are. And
by
he
the way,
said...
It's $43 to see him, and you get a meet and greet with your $43.
Well, there you go.
So, look, some of those Vegas shows, like if you want to go see some of the Cirque du Soleil shows, those things can be like $100-something.
Yep.
The Garth Brooks. And so if you're in town from like the Midwest and you don't have a lot of money to spend, I think there's an element to, hey, $43, we get to see Carrot Top and meet him and take a photo.
Lowest common denominator,
I
man.
I think there's an element to that.
He said he now has 45 trunks of props. Ugh. He used to have 2 trunks and a strobe light. Now he travels the country with 18, in an 18-wheeler with 45 trunks.
How is that?
And he says that he still does the same bit.
Same thing.
His bit is he looks at the headlines, and he just makes props and funny jokes based on what's in the news.
Boy, I just don't.
It's incredible.
I just don't get it, man.
Do you think he's a cool dude to hang out with?
No, I don't.
Because you never hear anything about him outside of, I mean, everybody kind of knows of him, and you've seen his bit once or twice. But you never read anything about him.
No.
He's never in interviews or...
He's I looked up his celebrity net worth.
He's worth a ton.
$70 million.
Yeah, he's done great.
I looked here on the worst. I looked up the worst rated Vegas shows. And he is not the worst, but you'd be amazed at what is sandwiched around him.
In terms of
just what,
the rankings?
Yeah, what is similar... around
okay.
Carrot Top.
What do we have?
The Jabberwockies are right adjacent to him, or adjacent to him, if that does anything for you. Christina Aguilera, The Experience, and that's not her, by the way.
She's not even in it?
She's not even in it.
It's a show about her?
It's a show about her.
Jesus.
If that makes you feel anything. Zach Bannigan's The Haunted Museum? Like, these are the sort of things that are surrounding...
Oh, isn't that the guy from Ghost Adventures?
Is that who?
Yeah, he has his own museum where he, like, brought all this haunted stuff in and...
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah.
You know, these are the things that are surrounding Carrot Top. He is the 59th best thing rated as far as shows going in Vegas.
Hey, top 60. All right.
I guess, right? I mean, boy... That has just got to be the life, because he is the 59th ranked best thing to do in Vegas, and yet has been doing it for 20 years and is worth
$70 million.
S-ton of money.
Amazing.
That's just...
He's fascinating.
We make fun of people for doing like the residency shows at Vegas. That has to be the best gig in the world. You know, like, and now it's becoming more acceptable because you're getting some of the big artists that are like posting up there and being like, dude, they pay me an S-ton of money, and I perform like Garth Brooks did that for years. Right, he's like, dude, I do 2 shows a week. They fly me in, and they pay me $100 million. And here we go.
So I guess he grew up in Florida, and he's the son of a NASA engineer.
Really?
Yeah.
Boy.
Pretty amazing. I don't know.
It's an interesting.
I would love to interview
dynamic.
Him. I that is actually at the top of my interview list right now. I want Mike to book Carrot Top. Seriously, I have so much questions.
And by the way. Chris Angel Mind Freak is, it's now been moved. It is located at the Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas. And that.
But he's still going, though.
It does say temporarily closed.
By the way, look at Baylor.
Right
watching
now,
this?
9-0.
9-0 Baylor.
Gonzaga can't get a rebound.
Guards look good.
The worst thing that I have ever seen in my entire life. The worst
Chris
show
Angel?
Of any kind.
You went to it.
My wife
well,
insisted.
There's a problem.
On going to Chris Angel. and it was free with, I don't remember what we did, but we got comp tickets to it by like, we bought something. I think we bought tickets to like Ka, which was the Cirque du Soleil show. And I think that it was like, you buy one of those at full price, you got a second show. And she insisted on going to Criss Angel. And I'm like, no, we're not doing this. And she's like, no, it's going to be great. It's magic. I have never in my life seen anything so bad. He stopped mid-performance to talk to people that were getting up and leaving his show. Mm. And at one point, he even said something like, come on, man, it gets better. And I'm like, this can't be real. This cannot be real.
Was it uncomfortable for, like, did you feel bad for him?
For everyone in the theater. We were all just sitting there. When he started talking.
No, but did you feel bad for him? Because he's flaming. He's the guy flaming out.
Kind of.
He's got the pressure on.
Kind of, sort of. It was just awkward because then we were like sixth row. And I'm like, let's go. And my wife was like, no, we're not going anywhere. Because she didn't want to get called out.
He makes the Statue of Liberty disappear.
No, he doesn't. That's David Copperfield. Oh. It was so bad.
Which, by the way, when I went to see that a year or two ago.
Copperfield?
Was a little disappointing.
Copperfield was?
Yeah. He just didn't. He's done it for so long now, he just didn't seem in it anymore.
Like, yeah, he's cashing checks.
There was some interesting parts of the show, but he just seemed bored out of his mind.
The highlight of the Criss Angel show is the last illusion was that his motorcycles were all on display in the, like, when you walked into the theater. It was all of his, like, custom stupid, you know, one-off choppers, which all looked ridiculous and you could never ride. And that he magically appeared from, like, you know, one side of the stage to, like, the back of the audience, right, on one of these choppers.
Cool.
The problem with it was clearly he had a double, right? He had there was two guys. So we were sitting, like, in the like they said, the sixth row. And
a magician never reveals a secret, Steve.
And so when they did the, hey, here I am, it clearly wasn't Criss Angel. And everyone in the first like seven or eight rows started yelling out that it wasn't Criss Angel. People were yelling it during the trick. And then when he did the magical like poof and then appeared on the motorcycle behind, people were still yelling it out. And it just
so it's not a good bit, you're saying, to do a magic show and everybody knows the trick?
It was, and I don't know, again, this was 15, 20 years ago, so maybe it's gotten a lot better, but I just...
Well, he's still there.
People leaving the theater yelling at other people, you know, because when you're leaving, there's other people waiting to come in the theater, you know, there's two shows. People were like, dude, leave, don't go, get your money back, demand it now. It was like a mutiny.
Why is Criss Angel famous?
He did a show. He did a show called Mind Freak on like A&E. Yeah. And some of those illusions were like pretty good, but clearly those weren't illusions. That was just TV.
So did Copperfield have that same thing, Mike, where you're like, oh my God, I can totally see what he's doing. This is lame.
No, I mean, his was to me less about magic and more about the story he was building. He had this whole thing and like, you know, it was a whole story. He was building this story with aliens involved. It was a thing. It was fine. I wasn't saying it was bad. I just went, I was like, oh, it's going to be David Copperfield. And I left kind of going like, oh, all right. That was fine. The funniest moment of the show was someone in the audience had to like throw a frisbee across the area. And the dude biffed it so hard, he hit the drinks on the table next to him and everyone there got drenched in drinks.
Oh, dear.
He just flung it as hard as he could and it went one table over. That was the funniest part of the show.
Deal with a great text. Criss Angel's best trick was making the audience disappear. Fantastic.
I've never encountered a crowd being so hostile towards a Las Vegas performer.
Where's that other guy, Blaine?
Oh.
David Blaine?
I don't think he's
Where's
on
he?
Vegas.
Well, he still does the every once in a while.
Yeah, he does his own
TV special thing.
Yep.
He was always kind of interesting as magicians go.
Again, I don't know.
His magic stuff, his street magic.
Pretty crazy.
Really crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, you don't know because it's on TV how much of that, but like some of the videos and stuff that he does are truly insane. And I can assure you, Criss Angel does none of that in his show.
The craziest one from David Blaine was, in my opinion, on the street magics, the first few specials he did, was when the name of the person that she had written on the card drove by on a taxi, graffitied onto the taxi. You were like, what? How is that possible? I mean, it's TV, so maybe there's something set up there. But it was, I remember watching it and going, wait a minute. Was that the, wait, that the tat? Oh, my God. It was crazy.
I looked up some reviews. This is from Kathy Butler from a year ago. Don't waste your money. I wish I could have given it less than one star, but it wouldn't allow me to. Waited forever to see the show, spent extra money for good seats, and all I found was old-time magic tricks that I could clearly tell what was going on. Boring. Any beginning magician could have performed these tricks. Spent $300 and could barely stay awake.
Do you think they said this about Houdini?
I don't think they
said.
Back
in the day?
And that's like his idol.
Harry Houdini?
Yeah, he tries to do all the Houdini stuff, and it's... some of these reviews are great. This show is quite overpriced, lackluster, and the majority of it was spent watching Chris make jokes to a bunch of actors at a table. There was roughly maybe one to two fairly decent tricks. The best illusionist of all time actually tricked me into thinking the show was going to be good and paying $200 in the process. His Yelp reviews are fantastic. Reading the Yelp reviews are better than the show.
So, who's the greatest magician ever? Is it Copperfield? Is it Houdini?
Oh, it's Houdini.
Yeah. Houdini. I don't know any of Houdini's bits.
Houdini is the, he's the one.
Was he the one that, like, was shackled and, like, thrown underwater and then he would come up?
He's the most famous one that everyone gives
Copperfield was pretty good, man.
Copperfield was big. Lance Burton was really big.
But there's a reason why they called him David Copperfield. Right? Isn't he one of the pervs?
He's a Me Too guy.
Pervo.
Burton's really good. Penn and Teller are really famous. Siegfried and Roy.
Yeah.
That's a magic show.
Penn and Teller are good, though. They're funny.
Their show is really good.
All right.
Where that one was at, but that was a good Vegas show.
Now we'll get to the world's happiest country. Okay? It's not the U.S.
No.
Next, here's Mike.
And...
Oh, my God. Was that a blocked dunk?
That was a blocked dunk.
Oh, dear.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you're not watching the basketball game, Baylor is making...
You might not have to.
Baylor is making Gonzaga look like USC when they played. They look slow, and Baylor's just running them off the court. 23-8. Suggs is already on the bench with two fouls and a turnover, no points. And Gonzaga has, what, seven turnovers?
And they just got a dunk blocked.
Yeah. And it does not look good right now. I mean, it's early on, but I don't know if they're just tired, the whole, overtime game with UCLA, emotionally drained, but someone forgot to tell Baylor that Gonzaga was the best team in the country because they're running them out of the gym.
So the World Happiness Report is out, and this takes into account COVID-19. So Gallup asked people in 149 countries to rate their own happiness.
Okay.
And they also added in factors like GDP, social support, personal freedom.
I was going to say, because some of this is like, you know, how honest are you really being?
I'm so happy.
You ever see these people like if you post on Facebook or Twitter, whatever, Instagram, and you post constantly about how great your life is, you hate yourself and you hate your life. I'm just saying.
Well, it's easy to think you're happy.
Yes.
Right? Like, I think most people probably believe they're happy, right?
I think a lot of people are lying to themselves, which is like,
what I'm saying.
Whenever you watch these true crime stories, the wife is always like miserable, but she's posting every day with the best husband ever. So lucky. And then she gets murdered.
I think Rob makes a good point. Sometimes you don't actually know what happy is until you actually experience happiness.
I think that's right.
You're like, oh, I'm happy.
I'm happy. And then you don't really realize, oh, no, I wasn't.
Yeah.
Then you meet two strippers in Tijuana and you're like, now I understand.
That's right. So 149 countries here. Survey. They also added in levels of corruption. As part of the rankings. So each nation gets a happiness score, which is the average of the past 3 years. And the top spot, once again, for the fourth consecutive year, Finland.
Mm. Again, those damn Scandinavians.
The damn Scans. And it's always the Scandinavian
country.
They're just
so happy.
They are so damn happy.
Don't tell anyone here that the Scandinavians have figured something out, because people, especially on one side of the political spectrum, they get very, very angry when you tell them that.
Well, the tax rate's like 50%.
It is a lot, yes.
Very, the highest taxes in the world.
Yes.
But if you're wondering why they're always so happy, you have free education, free health care. Again, you're paying that, you know, taxes, but very little crime.
Yeah.
They have a great work-life balance that is prioritized, and they trust one another. They trust government. They get outdoors. They don't work long hours. They have a bunch of paid vacation. And, you know, stress leave is a thing. Like, you can say, you know what? I'm stressed. I'm out.
Yes, but they pay 56% personal income tax, and that's not gonna cut it.
That's a lot.
And it's a lot.
Although everything else seems to be free.
Damn it, Mike! It's not gonna cut it. I also saw, too, that in, I think it was Finland, might be Finland or Norway, they're, I saw this on HBO Real Sports, they're leading the way with, like, Olympic medals now, and kind of what they're doing is they've abolished competition for youth. So, like, they don't keep score. They have a national program now where you don't keep score.
Participation trophies.
And yet their athletes are turning out to be, like, some of the best in the world.
Yeah. And they have this whole thing where it's not competitive. It's not just participation. They just have learned when you're young, you're just playing.
Just play.
No one keeps score. You're just playing. And then as you get older, then obviously you transition into that. But I saw it like a year or two ago on HBO Real Sports that, like, the fastest rising, like, in summer and winter, and I can't remember if it was Finland or Norway, but they said that other Scandinavian countries were adopting this, because the whole point was about, like, the travel industry, and they did a story on the travel sport culture in the United States versus this in the Scandinavian countries. And then, of course, you know, we're like, screw you, competitiveness, yeah, fourth grade volleyball, go to hell.
I also saw that their prison systems are revolutionary. Like, the prisoners actually work.
Mm-hmm.
They go to jobs.
And they rehabilitate their
prisoners. And then they go back to prison, like, AKA home.
You go right to hell. Yeah. You know what? I'm tired of this.
Very interesting.
Quit trying to tell me about forward
thinking. And rehabilitation actually works there.
Yeah, they rehabilitate their prisoners. Here we just...
and this one. It's 5.5 million people. It could never work!
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Well, whatever. Number two is Denmark.
Again.
Here we go again.
Number three is Sweden. Number four is Norway.
No.
By the way, it's awful dark there a lot too. So just saying that somehow they're still happy when it's dark and cold.
Number three is Switzerland.
Ah.
We forget about Switzerland.
Yeah, we do.
Number
the
four.
The hills are alive with the sound up.
Number four is Iceland.
Which is also basically a Scandinavian country, just not attached.
Yeah.
Look, my ancestors knew what the hell was going down. Thanks a lot, Vikings.
And then Netherlands. Those are your top five.
Okay. Well, I mean,
basically,
Sweden,
Northern Europe.
Yeah, where are my Swedes at?
I don't see them. I don't have the full list. I only have this article that they wrote.
Sweden's been having a lot of issues with, people being anti-immigration. I've seen recently.
Yeah, they're very racist.
So that started cropping up there, and I think that probably hurt their happiness level.
Because all the Swedes, you know, blonde hair, blue eyes, they don't want anybody that doesn't look like them.
Well, I don't have blonde hair and blue eyes.
They are pretty.
Yeah, the Swedes, man. My mom was saying something, because we used to have a bunch of relatives back there. She was saying that, there was some stuff going on. I guess you can't... they're having a shortage now on...
Gonzaga is now down by 19. Weep, weep, weep.
29-10 with 10 minutes to go.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
So New Zealand fell down to ninth.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the only non-European nation in the top 10 New Zealand. Other climbers include Germany, who jumped from 17th to 13th.
That's it good.
And France rose two spots from 21 to 19. The United States... Oh, no, sorry. Rose two spots from 23 to 21. The U.S. came in at 19th.
USA!
USA!
So basically we're like Wisconsin.
Better than France. Better than France.
Yeah, suck it, France.
Worse than Germany. Where do we compare to the U.K., though?
Oh, yeah. That's
because we always compare
ourselves to the U.K.
U.K. fell from 13th to 17th. We're gaining.
Damn it.
We're gaining on the UK.
So basically, we're like Wisconsin football.
Well, we didn't really go anywhere, though. Did we stand pat at 19? So they're falling to us.
We dropped one spot, but they fell four, so that's good. We're only within two spots of the UK.
We're Wisconsin football. We're in the mix, but we're not winning any titles.
Botswana, Rwanda, and Zimbabwe are at the bottom, but only one country worse.
I'm guessing that
unhappiest country.
I'm guessing that civil war and rape and famine and AIDS. I'm guessing a lot of that kind of goes into the unhappiness sort of thing.
The number one, put it this way, the world's unhappiest nation this year is Afghanistan.
Well, hey, I was right. You said what's the unhappiest, and I went with Afghanistan.
So this raises the question: if I could make you a multi-millionaire.
Yeah.
But you had to... Well, no. I'm going to give you $1 billion. No, I'm going to give you $50 million.
Mm-hmm.
But you had to live in Afghanistan. Do you take the deal?
No, I don't want anything to do... Well, can I leave or do
no,
I...
No, you have to live there.
No, I'm good.
$150
million. No, I'm good.
$1 billion.
No. Well, at $1 billion, maybe I could build up like my own personal army, because I don't know about you, but if I had $50 million or $100 million, I'm guessing that I'd be quite a target. I don't care how much money you have, when Al-Qaeda comes knocking on your door and says, we'd like to, you think the tax rate of Sweden is high, I'm guessing that their tax rate is even higher.
Okay, you have to live 75% of your time there.
Yeah, man, I'm good.
Still good, huh?
I want nothing to do. I want nothing to do. Everything I've seen about Afghanistan, I'm going to have a hard pass on that. Hard pass. I'm sure there's some other Middle Eastern countries I could be quite happy in, but...
Not that one.
Yeah, war-torn countries, I'm good. I know, look, I like money as much as the next guy, but I don't want to get shot and killed. Plus, look at me. I stand out quite a bit in the Middle East countries.
But yet you love Chicago.
I do, but I don't go to the south side. I stay on the good side.
All right there, guy. John wraps it up next on The Fan.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sakanik on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, here's John. Just a few minutes left. How was your first weekend riding out the Mariners roller coaster?
Hey, hold on, here's my hot sports take. Baylor is playing better than any sports team I've ever seen play any sport at any time in the history of sports.
Very hot take.
That is very hot take.
But I like it.
I've never seen anything like this. Like, I've never... This is the best sport. Like, if the aliens came down and said, show us the best sports, you'd play this first half so far for what's going on.
Gonzaga looks so good, and they are just being boat raced.
They're down 19.
It's unbelievable to watch. Now, it's basketball, so it'll be tied in the second half at some point, but it's unbelievable to watch.
Yeah. Six and a half minutes left in the first half. Gonzaga has 14 points.
Whoops.
Oh, my God. Who could have saw this coming?
Nobody.
I mean, come on.
Nobody.
Yeah.
We knew Baylor was good.
They're just going to start pulling up like Lillard from half court. They'll hit it. It's unbelievable.
All right. Well, now we're out of time.
They have 9 field goals and 8 turnovers.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I'm amazed by what I'm seeing. But irregardless, we got the Mariners and the White Sox tonight, so you should watch that instead of this. Go Mariners.
Okay, have a good night.
Actually, check that. I'm sorry. They have 6 field goals and 8 turnovers.
Well, they're down 17 points. Do they need to get it to 10 by half?
Yeah.
What do you think? Right?
What?
Get it to within 10.
Yeah, get it to within 10, and then you got to regroup.
Got a shot.
Suggs and Timmy just look overmatched right now with the athleticism of Baylor.
And Gonzaga cannot get a GD rebound.
Yeah, they look kind of flat.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe they're just worn out after the UCLA
game. Yeah. All right, we got to run. We are back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.